because of the storm. Let's get an East Coast report from Roberta Fasanelli, who's here to do all kinds of duty. She is dutiful. She is the queen of sheep. She's dutiful and beautiful. How about that? Together in one
like
human being. She's dutiful and beautiful. So, Roberta, what do we have today? Items that we'll be talking about in a few minutes for the Queen of Cheap Lovers.
Oh, let's see here. We're talking about income taxes. We're talking about American Girl. We're talking about some incredible movie deals at Amazon and photo placemats, if you can imagine.
Photo placemats. I didn't think they made those anymore. I thought those were cool. When I was a kid, they used to make them.
Oh,
what
photo did you have?
They were
on
made
yours?
Out of stone at the time.
Taking advantage of a guy who is too sweet to fight back.
Right. That's what I always say about you. Doug Steffen, just too nice to fight back.
Well, when I take you to lunch for your birthday, then you'll have
you
to pay
for your
own
what our, you haven't even asked me what I have in mind
I
for
figured
us.
You had a surprise, and you weren't going to tell me, and I just show up, and you'd tell me.
No,
you
we're
going
to go to that really awesome movie theater I've always been wanting to go to.
All right,
take
which
you
one?
To.
All right.
The one in Pasadena, you know, the one that they like
I love
serve
that.
You.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have a nice meal there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be good. Okay. Meanwhile, Jennifer's birthday is actually tomorrow, but this is the year-long celebration that Jennifer loves to go to.
I celebrate for at least a week.
Everybody has a birthday every day. Michael Forte has been celebrating his birthday for now 4 months. Happy birthday, Michael, by the way.
It's our behind-the-scenes joke. We like to tell Michael happy birthday because it makes him happy.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Roberta, did you go through the Queen of Cheap items for today?
Yes, I did already. You already forgot?
Remember the placemat? Remember?
Oh, the placemat!
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Well, here's what's really going on with me. You want to know what's really going on with me?
Yeah, what's really going on?
I was just cutting up a banana. Don't do this at home, boys and girls. And I had the knife backwards, and I put the banana in my mouth with the knife heading, you know, aiming in the wrong direction. And if I didn't have my glasses on, the knife would be in my eyeball. That's how...
I'm sorry, what?
You're getting really old, Doug.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Please, don't take a shot at me because of that. I just wasn't, you know, it's when I'm getting ready for the program, my mind is full of things that I want to talk about or full of references that I want to make to Ken or to Jennifer or to Roberto or Richie, who's working on some other project this morning in the studio. So I'm not thinking necessarily about what I'm doing. I'm hungry. I want to eat something. So I've got watermelon and I've got pineapple. I got bananas. I have raspberries. All these things I'm grabbing for. So I just cut the banana up and I stuck it, you know, in, and I had the knife in my hand the same as the piece of banana. So it just so happened that it glanced off my glasses. So just telling that story because I want people to be careful. Not because I want sympathy or somebody to take a shot at me. Like Roberta did. Anybody can make that mistake. That's your job? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me give you something that I think is my job.
Okay.
I've become aware, and this is something that's underscored, and I think we've posted this at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Old phone scam making the rounds again. The area code 473 may be used to call you. Maybe has already been used, but there are other numbers that you need to be aware of. So the original one is 473. That's not the only area code from which this scam has been perpetrated. Beware of calls coming in from area codes 809. Everybody write this down or we'll post it. That's what you're posting the whole thing, Kenny, right, at Facebook?
It already is.
Okay. Area code 809-284-649. An 876. I got a call from an 876. There are a lot of these national and international scams. So if you're listening to this program from elsewhere around the world, and I know a lot of you are because we have lots of listeners in various countries, got email from people all the time in various, especially Northern Hemisphere. I don't know why it is that the Southern Hemisphere doesn't seem to be attracted to this program. Maybe it's a different part of the day. Whatever it is, doesn't make any difference. But you're going to get calls from these area codes. Be careful. Do not pick up. Do not dial them back because you'll be charged. Some people have been charged $10. What's the most you ever saw, Kenny, of anybody being charged in this scam? I mean, there's some serious money.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Right. So do not do it. All right.
And you won't know until you get your bill at the end of the month.
Not at all. There'll be nobody at the other end. It'll just be a click. The phone stops ringing, and there's nothing there. And the next time you get your bill, you see a charge of $100 or whatever it is. And how is it that they let this happen? I guess I'm wondering how it is. I don't the phone company's responsibility is to give you a number. They don't have to know what you're doing with it, right? There's no law requiring, and there ought not to be, I guess, except what kind of sleaze buckets come up with stuff like this? Same people that send us email that say, we have now in the Bank of Nigeria $8,732,415 that we don't know what to do with. It's yours if you send us your email, you dummy.
And not just your email, your Social Security number.
Of course.
Right.
Bank account, that'll help too. So we can wire it to you. I always love that.
With this phone scam, the best thing you can do if you get a call on your smartphone and it's somebody who hangs up, just ignore it. If somebody really wanted to get in touch with you, we all have voicemail now.
Yeah. Right. Text
if they
messaging,
can't leave a message,
on.
How important can it be if it's a number you don't know?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's your mom's number, call back.
Yeah, I think you should just screen all your calls, though.
I never call anybody back that doesn't leave me a message. You want to be in touch, leave me a message.
Yeah.
Jennifer,
yeah.
You talked yesterday about Betty White being on Monday's
wrestling,
WWE Monday Night Raw. Has there been any comments about that on Twitter and Facebook, Kenny? I know you're following a lot of the other more serious things. I just wonder what people are actually saying. I saw somebody yesterday said Betty White will do anything for money, or Betty White will do anything for attention. Betty White, get a life, you're 94, or Betty White, you're the grooviest. And just I find her fascinating.
You know what? And the reason she's got this long this advanced age is because she still keeps herself so active. Her
she
mind
is very vulgar.
Is always going.
Very vulgar. Anybody who I've ever known has said the same thing about her. And it's a sweet vulgar. How does an old, she's frisky. I guess that's probably the word for it. Right? Is that a good word for
it? She's got spunk.
Yeah, she does. So good for her. 14 after the hour. Good for you. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. What's going on here, there, and everywhere? We try to touch on all of the things that are important. Poll today at DougSteffens.com. Were you offended by Coke's Super Bowl commercial? If you were, you need to get a life. However, the question still remains. And if you were, let's see, these are the options here. Kenny's put together six different options. A, yes, it was outrageous and un-American. B, I wasn't offended, but it did bother me. C, I don't care either way. D, I kind of liked it. E, I thought it was terrific. Can't believe anybody was offended by it. Or F, seriously, why are we talking about this? That's kind of where I am on it. But you can raise it. I guess I'll go around the room here. Jennifer, what's your take on the Super Bowl commercial?
Like I said, when I saw it, it didn't really strike me. I mean, I understand. I think they could have chosen a better song maybe to use since that's really an Americana song. But it didn't bother me necessarily at my core. I do think that, English should be celebrated. How's that? English should be celebrated as our language in this country. And I don't feel that it is to the extent that it should be.
All right, Roberta.
When I saw it, I thought it was absolutely brilliant because it showed how wonderful diversity is in this country, and the greatest strength this country has is its diversity.
Yep.
And I think that's what the whole point of that commercial was about, and I thought it was absolutely marvelous and brilliant.
All right. Kenny?
I just saw it. My first reaction, I thought it was beautiful, but I also thought it was a lot better than those stupid polar bear commercials that they show, as if the polar bears are up there drinking Coke. Really.
You have the polar bear singing, polar bear.
How does a polar bear sound when it sings, things go bad with Coke, things go bad with Coke? Think that's what a polar bear would sound like?
Is that really your impersonation of a polar bear?
But am I going to have the folks from the Polar Bear League complain
to me? Pete is going to be upset.
Yes. The Polar Bear Defamation League.
And, the real scandal is that everybody knows polar bears like Pepsi.
Of course they do.
I mean, give me a break.
No, they like A&W root beer is what they like. All right, so anyway, we're 2 minutes away from Roberta's report on how to save money today. The Queen of Cheap is next here on Good Day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase supplies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. All right, don't forget to get your shot at that $1,000 gift card, which will take you anywhere you want to go, the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway $1,000 gift card winner. You have to participate by going to facebook.com/goodday show, and if you're a parent or grandparent, give us one of your winter tips, best health tip you can come up with for cold and flu season. We'll hear some of them. We have weekly winners. Give away blankets and thermometers and things like that. So if you are into being cold, you'll forget about this. If you're into being cool, you'll want to enter this. Roberta Fasanelli is here now.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Brought to you by Kohl's, who is proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. Do you know a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 making a difference in the community? Nominate him or her for the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Top winners will receive $10,000 in scholarships toward higher education. Nominations are open now through March 14th. Don't wait. Nominate a young volunteer today. Visit kohlskids.com. All right, Roberta, we may make this a little short, although there are a lot of good things in here, so maybe we'll extend this into the next half hour as well. But take your time and explain what's what, and give you a little more time in the next half hour.
Okay, we got photo mat. We got photo placemat sales. $2. Great idea for Mother's Day. You take a placemat, you stick a picture on it, and you can look at that shining mug the entire time when you eat. How about that? For a loved one or a kid or whatever. Spill coffee on it, whatever.
Yeah,
right, exactly. TurboTax and Block at Home wants to help you file your taxes absolutely free, and we tell you where you can get these free programs online at DougSteffen.com. We've got American Girl DVD.
All right, so save it for the next half hour.
Amazon deal.
Do it in the next half hour.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Cleanse. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Republicans are going to wish that Clay Aiken was invisible. He's gearing up for a campaign for the North Carolina 2nd Congressional District. Democratic primary coming up. So he's working hard. He's got a staff, got a consultant, got advisors, putting the finishing touches on his political website. It's going to be launched, apparently, Kenny, later this week. American Idol winner in what year? When was Clay Aiken the winner of American Idol?
He didn't win.
He was the runner-up.
Oh, he's the runner-up?
It was the year of Reuben Studdard, I believe.
But I remember, we've said this any number of times, because nobody remembers Reuben Studdard, really. They remember Clay Aiken's been much more successful as a performer than Reuben Studdard, would you say? Had that been the case?
I'd say they probably both have had kind of lackluster recording careers.
But why does everybody know Clay Aiken's name? I suppose they know
he was Studdard. Well, because everybody cared about American Idol at that time, and he was on Celebrity Apprentice recently. He and Arsenio Hall forged a friendship.
Okay. All right. Was he on the Arsenio Hall? Is that show even still on, Arsenio Hall's Late Night Show?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never pay much. Maybe we should. Well, his monologue is so bad, that's why we don't use it in our. He's not a comedian. He's an engager. I find him to be very engaging. A lot along the same lines as Nick Lachey. You wouldn't find him as a monologuist. He wouldn't be.
No, I would say Arsenio is probably more of a comedian than Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Throw that out there for the record.
So. Yeah. Well, Lachey is a fairly successful performer singer, isn't he?
He's a host, and he's a successful singer.
Yeah. Okay. And not successful with his first wife, whose name. I can't remember.
Jessica.
Who was he married?
Simpson.
Jessica. Okay, that's right, too. All right. So, anyway, Aiken is going to enter this race. A lot of people, we were talking earlier about Sandra Fluke. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation, Sandra Fluke is running for Congress here in Los Angeles in the Henry Waxman seat. And I asked what Limbaugh said about it. And what I found out was that Limbaugh was out sick yesterday. He apparently has the flu. Got the bug. Got the huggabuggas. So whenever he comes back, if he was out yesterday, if he's really got the flu, he won't be back for the rest of the week.
I bet you he won't say anything.
You don't think he'll say a thing?
I don't think so.
Nothing.
It's a local thing. I don't know.
This is going to have national implications. You know it as well. Don't you think? Kenny, weren't you interested, even though, you live in San Diego, so you're in California. Roberta, are you interested in the fact that Sandra Fluke is running for Congress here in Los Angeles? Does that interest you at all?
Now I don't know who she is.
You don't know who Sandra Fluke is?
Come on, she's your poster child.
Sandra Fluke was the woman about whom Limbaugh referred to as a blank blank last year. Or was it year? It's been 2 years, I think, now. Hasn't it been? How long has it been since that whole thing?
It's been a couple years. Testifying. He called it the S word.
Yeah.
She testified about birth control.
S-L-U.
Ooh.
Remember?
Ooh.
Now you remember? Do you even you don't remember it at all, do you?
No, not at all.
See? Isn't it interesting?
It's pretty good.
Now, here's a woman who's well-informed, a woman who would be very interested, it seems to me. Now, if you ask my daughter that, as a matter of fact, we were talking about it, because she lives in Waxman's district. So mm-hmm. I guarantee you that she will work for this woman, and because that's just where she is. She's in, even if she wasn't, I mean, I remember the conversations we had about Limbaugh. Just because Megan is like Roberta when it comes to this sort of thing. There's no black and, I mean, there's no gray. It's black or it's white. Thumbs up, thumbs down. It's right or it's left. It's good or it's bad. There is nothing Megan Stephan ever does that comes out in the middle of anything. And Roberta's like that as well. So I'm guessing that you just are out of touch. But I understand that. I mean, why should we remember Sandra Fluke? She only cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars last year. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, at this time of year, one of the questions I most frequently ask is, does my pet really need to wear a coat or a sweater when they go outside? Many people assume that since your pet has a coat of their own, the coat given to her by Mother Nature, fluffy or finer, doesn't need to wear a coat or a sweater. This assumption is wrong, since your dog's own coat has been fooled by modern technology. You see, she's living in an environmentally controlled climate with the luxury of indoor heating, which means that the temperature in the house is pretty much the same all year round, and that means the coat is not going to grow the same way. You know, I have worked with dogs on pretty much every continent, and dogs that spend more time outside, their coats develop so they can really deal with the colder weather. But most of the dogs we're talking about, I think it's like 60% of us, our dogs spend the majority of the time inside, their coats don't develop. So if you go outside and you're chilly and need a coat, there's a good possibility your best friend should be wearing a sweater or jacket as well. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Amen to that. Wait a minute, how do you spell amen? I just sent Michael a message. Amen. I spell it A-M-A-M.
Can't say that.
Okay. So let's get to some of the other issues of the day today. I don't want to talk anymore about... maybe what I'll do is Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Richie's on another assignment this morning. Let's just hit one more time the Facebook and Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day Show comments. I mean, why don't you pull them from all across the board? But most of them are still about the Coca-Cola ad, right? Or are we getting off of that?
We're getting off of that.
All right. So what are we getting on to?
The Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And do you care? Do you care? And what's your favorite event?
And
Tom says he can't wait to see Team USA hockey.
Oh, that's the one thing I'll watch. There you go. That's it.
Really?
Celeste says she doesn't have time to waste on TV.
Ah, good for her. She's only listening to the radio. Even better. What else?
Janice says she's waiting to see skating, luge, hockey, bobsled, and curling.
Huh. Why do they call it curling?
Because you curl the rock.
Curl the rock.
Oh, I thought they played with curlers in their hair.
Yeah. Keep going, Kenny.
Michael says he's planning to watch. He loves bobsledding and ski jumping.
Yeah.
And Jay says he is also looking forward to bobsled.
Okay. And secretly, will you watch because you're thinking that one of the buildings get blown up by the Russians? Are you secretly going to watch because of that or not? Really and truly. Come on, be honest. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Ken or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. So, the consumer value store system. Everybody know what the consumer value store system is?
That'd be CVS, sir.
CVS has become the largest chain to pull tobacco products from its stores completely.
Now, are they making a statement, or is tobacco just not selling?
Well, that's an interesting question. I thought it was also interesting. The president said he applauded the news. Well,
everybody knows he goes to Rite Aid, sir.
Right. He buys his smokes somewhere else. So what is the story here? I think that's the story that we need to dig out, and I'm not sure that it's obvious yet as to why they have done this. Has anybody seen or heard any reports? I just saw that they decided to pull the tobacco products, all the cigarettes, everything from the store. And I find it interesting that this is in the wake of another big media play for another product that would be considered similar. Maybe you have and maybe you have not heard that medical marijuana is being advertised on the radio in Boston. Starting this week, an advocacy group promoting pot without restrictions. They're going to sell the pot like I sell Genucel.
Really?
800 number, ship it to you. There's not a law yet that apparently prohibits this, even though it's very interesting. There are 20 dispensaries that are going to be built in Massachusetts. One of them is in Framingham.
But isn't it medicinal only in Massachusetts?
Nope. Well,
I don't have a recreational law.
I think it is. No, no, you're right about that.
Because there's only two states with recreational.
Colorado and Washington are the only two states. Right, yeah. No, this is a medical marijuana facility. You're right, Jennifer.
So then you must have to come in and show them your prescription card.
All right, so here's...
Right?
I tried to get a copy of the ad, and it's not available, so that you could hear. Here's the copy line. And you can tell me, Roberta, you're a great copywriter. Did you know... You do not have to smoke. Well, maybe I'll do this like a commercial. You want me to do it like a regular commercial?
Yeah, do it like a commercial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know you don't have to smoke medical marijuana to enjoy its medical benefits? Huh? This all-natural herb can be infused into almost any food or beverage. Used properly, medical marijuana adds to a healthy lifestyle. Medical marijuana. Is it right for you? Talk to your doctor, then talk to us. What's that for a spot?
Can make tea out of it.
There you go. Yeah. So it's not a delivery service. It's just a...
Did you know you don't have to smoke medical marijuana to enjoy its medical benefits?
Sprinkle it on your chicken and pizza.
This all-natural herb can be infused into almost any food or beverage. Used properly, medical marijuana adds to healthy lifestyle.
Use
medical
it like basil.
Marijuana. It's right, like basil.
Pizza tastes better, that's for sure.
Things go better with marijuana. Things go better with marj. No, doesn't have.
It's with dope. That was how the
thing. Okay, let me try it that way. Things go better with marijuana. Things go better with dope. Oh, I like that. See,
yeah.
She's the copywriter. I never was a good copywriter. Things go better with marijuana. Things go better with dope. There they are, trailblazing there in Boston. What about it? Yes or no?
Hey, if it's going to be legal, why wouldn't you take the money and advertise it? I mean, if it is legal, why not? I have no problem with it.
I would run, well, I wonder how much trouble I get into. If you're running a radio station, you're carrying this program, you're a program director or a host on a station, what would you think if I started running medical marijuana ads on this program? Seriously. 888-302-3684. Many of you have my own personal email address. Help yourself to that or to Doug at DougStephan.com. The Institute of, what is this called? The Institute for Medical Marijuana. I think that's what this group is called. The fellow who runs it is Mike Fitzgerald. We're trailblazers. Let's see here. Worked in the pot industry. This guy's worked as a grower and pot dispenser in California. Of course he has. Because everybody that gets into this starts in California and then they go east or north. Anyway, let's see. The ads first started this past weekend on 92.9 FM WBOS. The Attorney General's office in Massachusetts is looking into whether this is appropriate or not. So there's no law against it, right? Why can't you do it? The state thinks it may be a violation of the intent of the rules. Really? Ah, here he is. The director of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association said the ads, though apparently legal, are a challenge for law enforcement. Why? Why would the police find this to be a challenge at all? What, they're going to go to the radio station and shut it down because they're playing ads for marijuana? Massachusetts Medical Society has warned marijuana is medically untested and may pose health risks. You know all those spots that they run for various drugs and you get 5 minutes, 5 seconds worth of info on the drug and 25 seconds worth of disclaimers, don't do it for this reason.
Yeah, and it always sounds horrible, too.
Right, awful. I just hit the button. When those ads come on, gone. I don't know why they bother. Anyway, so this is an interesting development. What a revolting development this is. Who thinks that's the case? Or do you think this is just amusing? Roberta?
I think it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
I don't don't think it's necessarily funny. I mean, I think it's a reality. Look, if you keep voting to legalize marijuana, and if it's legal, then why wouldn't you advertise it everywhere? It's a business. It's a viable, legal business that's recognized, so why wouldn't you advertise it?
All right, so Scott,
you can't be surprised if you
already,
go for it.
I made reference to Scott earlier this morning, who runs the station that we're on in Montana. He said if you ran that spot, you'd be jerked off the air. Well, see, there you go.
So, well, and he's right, because it's not legal in every state. But locally, if medical marijuana is legal in Boston, then, you know. But nationally, no, you wouldn't be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So he's right. I'd yank you off, too.
Would you?
The air.
You mean I'd be off of all those CRN? How many channels am I on at CRN?
You're on a lot of channels. Yeah. But, you know, the thing about CRN is that we're not really, like, under the guidelines of the FCC and stuff. So
really? Is that true?
You can do whatever
you
want.
So I may or may not have already made some calls to some people in Colorado to see if they might want to start advertising.
Really? You may or may not have already
made some calls. And by that, I mean I may have.
May have. Underscore. All right, Scott, thank you for letting me know how we stand. And I think I would understand that. I'm surprised. I would be surprised if that weren't the case, frankly. Football and flatbreads, like quarterback and receiver, okay. But tastier. Football and flatbreads. Buffalo Wild Wings introducing cheeseburger and barbecue chicken flatbreads. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot, beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 tax info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save and, most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. This portion of the program, namely Jennifer's television report, brought to you by Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing about which what you are capable of. Didn't we decide to rewrite that? I think
of which you are capable is amazing.
That of which you are capable of is amazing. Isn't it amazing?
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Woohoo! I'm just going to say from now on, Jennifer is brought to you by Intuit TurboTax.
That's right.
Leave it at that. All right, so Jen, 13 before the hour, I see that this is really very
interesting. Wait, before you do this, I can totally make a bridge between our TurboTax and the TV report.
How's that?
The only thing certain in life are taxes and death, that you got your taxes, and I'm going to tell you about who died.
Really? A television show that died?
No, a man.
Oh, one of the TV show. this is a very sad story. Those of you who are fans.
It is. I don't mean to laugh. But it just seems funny that we're talking about death and taxes. Okay, sorry about that.
Go ahead. Well,
I had to commandeer. All right, actor Richard Bull. Do you know who he was? He played Nels Olsen. He was the storekeeper on Little House on the Prairie. He had the jerky daughter, and he was always kind of mean to her. Like, he pretended he didn't really like her that much.
One of the entertainment magazines just did a whole, I think it was the whole issue on revivals or where are they now sort of things with regard to some of the old shows, and this was one of the shows, and his picture was in there.
He's great. Very recognizable guy. Yeah. And actually, his TV daughter tweeted, "Goodbye, Pa," yesterday. He died on Monday in Calabasas, California. He had a wife who he was married to for 65 years. He left her behind, but he was happily married. And he was in some great movies. He was in The Thomas Crown Affair. He was in High Plains Drifters. He was a regular in Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. He also was in Peyton Place and The Andy Griffith Show. But his biggest role, of course, was in Little House on the Prairie. So he'll be missed. But, you know, he lived a nice, good, long life, 89 years old when he passed away.
I'd rather be 99.
Me too. But hey, you know.
Well, take what you can get.
Good news if you're a TV Land fan. The X's has been renewed for a fourth season. The third season finale set to air February 26th. The show will return during the summer. That show is getting a lot of viewers. 1.3 million viewers for TV Land. Not so bad. Dancing with the Stars also in the news today. They have fired their band. It's going to sound a little different next season when it starts up here again in May. March. The 28-member live backing band will not be returning for the show. Instead, they're going to be replaced with sound recordings and a small electric band. This is all in an attempt to attract a younger demographic.
No, it's not. It's an attempt to cut the
and
expenses.
And save money.
Come on.
Right.
Let's get the younger demos.
Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon's former husband, he's in talks to star in the ABC drama pilot Secrets and Lies. It would star him as a family man who becomes the prime suspect in the murder of a young boy when he finds the body. He must then find the killer on his own in order to save his marriage and reputation.
Really?
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. By the way, Netflix is becoming quite a force in television, for those of you who haven't noticed.
Sure is.
Not only is it becoming a real force, but the value is being seen. For those of you who have any stock at all, Roberta, and things like this, Netflix went up $54 on Friday. $54 on one day.
It's doing so well.
If you're not even aware of what they're doing, I don't know how you can do that. But they're into everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've grown from a little company, now very self-sufficient. So it's big-time stuff there. All right, Jen, what else you got?
All right, David Schwimmer, you remember him from Friends. He's coming back to TV. He's going to play a lead in the upcoming ABC comedy called Irreversible. He'll also direct some of the project, so that'll be a big return for him. He's really the only one that hasn't come back to TV yet and is successful at it, so that'll be good. Scott Bakula, set to lead the cast of CBS's NCIS Planted spinoff, set in New Orleans.
Right.
And, you know, the Mothership, of course, stars Mark Harmon, so.
51 after the hour.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Three after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're always interested in the top stories of the day, no matter what area of life they come from. And here, with a burgeoning practice, a young fellow named Warren Eckstein, who seems to know a little about pets. So we're going to probe that with him. Yes, America's Pet Show is hosted by Warren Eckstein. I'm being somewhat facetious. Brought to you by Hugs and Kisses, his line of minerals and vitamins specially made for dogs, another special version of it for cats. Check it out, hugsandkisses.com and petshow.com. He joins us in a moment. There is an interesting video at dougsteffen.com today, if I do say so. Actually, this is from Fox's Animation Domination Show, and we'll air a little of the audio, get Warren's comments on that. Other important animal items coming right up here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here from The Pet Show with Pet Advice. The video of the day today at DougSteffen.com is from Fox's Animation Domination Show. Features Liz Beebe singing about how it's okay that her cat is just a regular cat. Michael, you going to play this or not? I have to draw your picture? Maybe I do because it's animation.
I watch cat videos. I can't get enough. Cats that bark, cats that talk, cats that run into stuff. On YouTube, Vimeo, and in the background on Twitch. Famous cats that make their owners rich. So I watch my cat, ready to tape. Got my phone set up to film in landscape. But my cat's just a cat, not even good at that. My regular okay cat. Some people got a cat with a screwed up face. Lil bub tongue all over the place. They make money off its funny walk too. But I'm glad the cat I've got is you. You're not funny, you don't really play. I think you haven't moved from that spot all day. Don't know why you like this blanket flat. You're my blanket laying regular cat. Lasers don't impress, it's like you think they're lame. Sometimes you don't even respond to your name. What's up with that wall? What are you staring at? My wall staring regular cat. Some people got cats that bite their tails.
So,
you're the kind of cat that fails.
We're easily entertained, Warren, is obvious from this.
I was just going to say, do you realize it's 5 o'clock in the morning where I am?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning where I am, too. So, yeah, that's cute, kind of. But it does, it's interesting how people even want to entertain. That's what's, I think, funny about this. Entertaining. I sing to Charlotte all the time. You sing to your dogs?
I do. And, you know, it's interesting. That's the only time I sing is to my dogs. And I asked the question on my show, and I'm curious to get your response. Do you dance with Charlotte?
I used to when her, well, she's, it's harder for her to jump up now than it used to be. But, yes, I used to dance with her. Well, actually, Brendan, my son, who was the original owner of Charlotte, I used to pick her up and dance with, just hold her. There's some great pictures, I think maybe even a couple online, of him holding Charlotte and her looking at the camera and just with that face while he's dancing around with her. But
well,
holding.
You should see me and my two doing Zumba.
Zumba! Oh, that sounds great.
It's just fun to get them in those little outfits that they wear. You know, honestly, though, I've never danced in my entire life in front of any human being. Never have, never will. Just something about it. But when a good song comes on the radio and I'm home alone with the two dogs, you better believe it, I'm rocking.
I want to see that. Man, I want to see Warren Eckstein dancing with his dogs. I want to see.
I let them lead, though.
Yeah. You. All right. So anyway, there's some fun. Always entertain your dogs and cats because they entertain you. A little tip for tat. Check out the video of the day, too, the cat song, at DougStefan.com. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.